Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. Well, I have great news, everyone. We started the new project of installing a new solar system for my mother and upgrading my solar panels, basically installing all brand new solar panels. And we accomplished that, guys. Actually, as of yesterday, I finished up my mother's off-grid solar system. And as of today, I finished installing the 7,000 watts of solar panels onto my property. So for the last maybe 2 or 3 days, I've been just kind of nonstop, you know, wiring everything in, installing everything. Things are looking really, really nice, guys. So my mother's off-grid solar system, we went from a old 12-volt system that had a 1500 watt modified sine wave inverter, which is not good, right? With about, I think, 8 or 10 lead acid batteries. They were the 6-volt golf cart batteries. And so we discontinued all that stuff. I also, a couple years ago, I gave her a midnight solar. I think it was one of the midnight solar 200 model solar charge controllers. We discontinued that. That's been discontinued. So her old system is gone. It's all gone. And now the new system is installed, wired, and working. Oh my goodness, guys. I am ecstatic. It is working so well. So last night was her first night being able to... last night was actually her second night already using the power already. But last night was the first night for her to use hot water. Because we installed a electric hot water heating tank, so that was a 30 gallon tank, and last night was her first night being able to utilize that. I also installed a IBC tank as a water reserve because she has very low water. Sometimes during the day there's no water flow because of the other properties below that property. And so certain times of the day she has water and certain times of the day she doesn't. And so that's kind of a nuisance. So what we did was I had a brand new IBC tank sitting under my house. And so I brought that over to my mother's property and I set it up and we started filling it up during the day. And we were able to easily fill it up 3/4 of a ways. And I think that is about almost 300 gallons of water. So now she'll always have water. That's going to work as her water tank. And so basically throughout the day, every day, there's going to be a Hudson valve in that top of the tank, which is basically just an on and off water valve. And so once the tank is full, it'll go ahead and close the float and stop any water from coming in. And obviously if the float is open, it'll continue filling. So that way she doesn't have to worry about having water at only certain times of the day. And then from coming off of that water tank, or the IBC water tank I set up for her, it goes into a 1-horsepower shallow well pump, and then that's what's pressurizing the water for the house and giving her water. And then we have, of course, the 30 gallon electric hot water tank. We have the 6k grow watt split phase 240 volt all in one inverter, which is a inverter and solar charge controller all in one. That's all set up and done. The batteries are all set up. I have the BMS wires all connected and up and running. I have her water timer installed. I have her DC breakers all installed. I have her AC breakers all installed with a new breaker panel, everything. Brand new ground mount solar racking system. And we also mounted all the solar panels, ran electrical conduit, and ran all our wires. So that is all complete. And the power shed that I put together for her, it's worked out perfect. There's still a lot of room in there, but we're going to leave it with just the main components in there. That way there's room to maneuver and walk around and, you know, just have room in there. We don't want to congest that area up with stuff. And so, it all worked out really, really good. But a lot of hard work, guys. A lot of hard work. The last couple of days, I've just been burnt out. Literally just been burnt out because I had to do a lot of work, guys. Not only discontinue the old system, run all brand new everything for the new system, Plus two, I had to remove all the panels off off of my property, load them up and take it over to her property, and set those up on that new frame I built, right? So, but yeah, my mother is super happy. So today, I swung by her property to check on things because I'm actually going back across the island for about 2 days. And so I want to make sure everything was top shape and running good. And yes, everything is running good. Her hot water is already hot. I have it running for an hour a day to heat up all that water. And then after that, it's just basically recharge the batteries. And it's really taking a very short period of time to recharge the system. Because she has two LifePower 4 batteries, the EG4 batteries. I installed two of them because her power demands in her little cabin, her little off-grid cabin, doesn't have a whole lot of power demand. I think she has a total of like 4 or 5 LED lights. She has a regular refrigerator, a stove, and I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's all she has in there. You know, besides your, like, charging in your cell phone, she has a TV, obviously, that kind of stuff. But yeah, not much heavy loads in the house itself, just because it's a small little place, right? And so, those two batteries are more than enough. So yesterday, I checked the battery, the percentage of the batteries, and then this before I, you know, I left the property, I went and swung by her property, and I looked at her battery percentage, and it was already, after heating the hot water was done heating already, it was already up to 94% charged. And literally, maybe an hour or 30 minutes to an hour, it's been topped off. So that was hours ago now. So hours ago already, the battery system has already been sitting pretty much idle because it's fully charged. Her hot water is hot and ready to go, guys. So yeah, it all worked out. My mother is happy, and I'm happy to see my mom happy. You know, yeah, it's good to see my mom happy. That's the main thing, you know. I want her to live comfortably. I want her to not have to worry about lead acid batteries because she was doing the maintenance on them, like putting water in them, and you know, the lead acid batteries are nasty because of the corrosion and all that. Well, now there's zero maintenance for her. She has to do nothing. She doesn't have to manage the battery. She doesn't have to manage the inverters. She doesn't have to manage anything. Yeah. I just told her from time to time, just walk out there, visually inspect things just to take a look at it. But she doesn't have to do any work. You know, and obviously if there's ever an issue in the future, I'll be there to back her up and help her out with whatever happens. But I don't really foresee any problems happening for a very, very long time. We're talking many, many, many years. Many years, guys. Many years. So yeah, I sized everything really good. The amount of solar. So she now has 4,240 watts of solar connected. And like I said, she has two of those LifePower 4 batteries, the 6K inverter, and the other components like the electric hot water and stuff like that. And now she has peace of mind because, like I said, the last on-demand propane hot water heater she had caught fire, and it actually burnt some of the side of the building where it was located. And so she was really scared about that, right? She doesn't want to worry about that anymore. And so that's why we did this big upgrade, and I, you know, basically did all this work for her to upgrade everything. So yeah, super ecstatic. Now, moving on to my project for my extension on my solar system. Because I got rid of all my other older panels that I gave to my mother, I purchased all brand new panels that came in perfectly good shape and really, really nice. And I hooked all of them up. And so I now have a total of 7,000 watts of solar connected. I ran some new wiring, some new conduit. I connected it to a new DC breaker box. I discontinued my old one. I put some really nice DC 250 volt DC breakers in there, so it's really, everything is 100% safe. And that's the same thing for my mother's place. I put the same type of breaker panel and stuff. And so yeah, everything is 100% safe. All my gauge of wire is, I've sized everything appropriately, and so everything is 100% safe. We will never have to worry about a wire melting or catching fire ever, because I made sure that everything was on par, 100%. So With my property, yesterday, me and two other people, we went ahead and installed these solar panels because I needed help, because these panels that I purchased are way bigger because they're about 445 watts a piece. And so it took a little bit more extra hands on deck. Plus two, it was extremely windy for the last 3 days. Today is a little breezy only, but the last 3 days when we were doing all the major work, it was just whipping wind. Like 50 to 60 mile per hour winds, guys, were out there putting solar panels on, right? And so I needed help holding the panels down while I was, you know, securing them and mounting them to my system as well. So we got that accomplished yesterday. And then this morning I went ahead and, you know, connected all my wires. And I'm now utilizing input 1 and input 2 on my 12K all-in-one grow watt inverter. And so, yeah, that's the maximum amount of solar panels that I can connect to that system. So there is no going any bigger with that current inverter. Obviously, I could always get rid of that inverter if I wanted to get more solar panels and find an inverter that could accept way more power to come in, right? But the maximum for that 12K grow watt on the solar side is 7,000 watts. And for the last 2 days, because I removed my solar panels 2 days ago, I've been just basically living on the power in my battery bank for over 2 days. And we're heating an electric hot water heater at my house too. And it worked out great, but we did bring the batteries down quite low, which is okay. These batteries are made to be, you know, used. And so, I think this morning, before we hooked everything, all the solar up, we're down to 20. Well, no, what were we? Oh, 26% battery left out of all my 30 kilowatts of power. And so, obviously, I was in a rush to make sure I connect everything back up so we charge those batteries back to the top. And, you know, we can continue running the house and everything. And so, the system's been up and running. And as we speak already, my batteries are already charged up to 55%. And now keep in mind, I didn't even turn on all the solar panels until later on, probably around lunchtime. And it's probably about 2:30 in the afternoon now. And so really, it didn't have a whole lot of time online, and it's already jumped up quite a bit. Like, so when it does, you know, when it's pumping power in, it's pumping a lot of power in. And so obviously I can monitor that that power usage and the power input from my cell phone, because I have the Wi-Fi dongle plugged in. And so that's really, really nice, because I'm going to be away for the next 2 days. Like I said, I got some other things I have to do. And I can easily monitor my system. So, yes. So, I'm actually hoping by tomorrow, by 11 o'clock or even earlier, my battery bank. I don't know. I'm going to check this afternoon when the sun goes down to see where my battery percentage is. I'm assuming we're probably going to be able to get up to probably about at least 70 or 80% full ready. And like I said, it's just because I only installed the panels kind of late in the day. It was a little bit past lunch when I finally connected everything, right? But if I would have had it, you know, connected from early in the morning, the battery bank would have been fully charged already, easily. But yeah, tomorrow's going to be nice to see everything 100% full. I am going to heat my hot water in my electric hot water heating tank, make sure that's always good. And then I can finally pretty much turn on the heater element in the biogas digester and just let that run for a very, very, very long time. So that means I'm going to be able to maintain the temperature in the biogas digester a lot better. For the last week or more now, I've had the heater element turned off just because I've been so busy doing other things and upgrading my system and doing my mother's system and everything else. So, I think tomorrow I'm going to be able to turn that back online and start producing a lot of gas. So I'm really happy about that. So yes, a lot has been done, a lot has been accomplished, a lot of hard work has been put in, but it's done, and it's all online. That makes me feel so good, because I did so much work, guys, you know, just to kind of, you know. And here's the thing too, I'm, you know, doing it for free, right? I'm not charging anything, because obviously it's my mother, right? And so, you know, I'm the one paying for, you know, a good chunk of it at least. She did pitch in to pay for X amount of it, because, you know, obviously she is living there. But at the same time, you know, I'm not charging her for time, labor, and miscellaneous wires and parts and connectors, and then, you know, all, like I said, all the time and labor and stuff. But, you know, it's a win-win for everybody, because, you know, I love my mother, and I'm happy that she's happy. That's the main thing. So, now, what is next for me? So, on Tuesday, I'm going to be coming, probably Tuesday or maybe Wednesday, we'll see. I'll be coming back to my off-grid property. I'm going to be putting a ventilation fan in the power room to maintain a constant temperature. Because here's the thing, with my power room, I do have a vent in the floor. So I cut a square a vent out, and I have a vent that sits in there. But that's only one, you know, it's only a one inlet or outlet, right? There's not two inlets, or, you know, in order to have circulation to be able to pull the hot air out, you need to have an inlet and an outlet, right? So right now, I always had a vent, and that's actually done very well in the past and hasn't really given me any trouble. But I was digging through my stuff, and I found a 4-inch duct fan. So I'm going to put that in because I have it. So all I got to do is drill a 4-inch hole on the other side and put a connect the pipe to the top of that vent fan, and I'm going to have the pipe go up high in the power room. That way it can pull the hot air from the, you know, from the ceiling, pull it down and pump it right out of the right out of the power building. And then all the fresh air will come in through that existing vent that I already have, and it's going to be a lot colder temperature, because I want to maintain a very constant temperature if I can in my power shed, to make my batteries last. So those lithium ion phosphate batteries, they're great batteries. Sorry about that, guys. It seems like I always get a phone call when I'm making a podcast, so I have to pause it. I forget where exactly I left off, but to recap, coming up this week, Tuesday, Wednesday or so this coming week, I'm going to be installing fencing around her her little cabin and the ground mount solar system, because there is animals that we have you know, cattle and stuff like that, and so we don't want the cattle to mess with all the panels and all that stuff, obviously. So I'm going to be digging a lot more holes and putting T-posts in and putting hog wire up to protect her, you know, her system. And then I will also be putting fencing around one of my solar arrays, because when I did the extension, because it's on a hill, I ended up having to extend it towards the hill more, which also brought it way lower. So if I didn't have the extension, normally the cattle can just walk underneath, no problem. But now that I have an extension and the panels are way, way bigger than what I used to have, you know, they're like the actual diameter. I mean, the dimensions of the panels are way bigger now. And so obviously now it's a lot lower to the ground. And so I don't want the cattle to mess with my new panels either. So I'm going to put a little hog wire fencing, put some wood posts in the ground, some T-posts. And fence off right around there. That way I don't have to worry about the cattle messing with my panels. So that's going to be coming up this week. And I think after that, those two projects are done as far as fencing. I think majority of the bigger projects, for now at least, is over at the off-grid ranch. Now at my other home, I have a guy coming with an excavator with a rock drill to drill 29 holes, because it's all solid rock at this other property that I own, and so it's all solid rock. So I have a guy with an excavator with a rock drill. He's going to come and drill all 29 holes for me. 23 of those holes is going to be for the privacy wood fence that I'm putting between my property and our neighbor's property. We kind of want to block them off completely. So that's what I'm doing on that side of things. And then the remaining holes, the other 6 holes, is going to be actually for a ground mount solar system that I'm going to be adding to my other property, to my other home. So we do have more solar projects coming up for sure. But you know, it's one thing at a time. So my next thing is basically just jump on some small fencing projects around my mother's property, around my solar array, and then at my other property, the privacy fence. I want to be able to put that in as soon as possible here. So that's going to be going on for probably at least a week or more. But yeah, once all the fencing is done, then I can focus on adding a new solar panels and everything to my other home. So my other home is actually grid tied. It's a grid tie system. I already currently have, I think, 7,000 watts, maybe, no, I think a little bit more, either 7,000 or 8,000 watts of solar already on my grid tie home. But I'm going to be adding another 7,000 watts of solar to it with battery backup and, you know, an inverter and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, we're going to be doing some upgrades on that as well. And then I do have another exciting project that I really want to get to is at my other property. I have a garage, a regular garage, like a two-car garage. And so I just have a bunch of stuff stored in there, right? And there's no door. There's no, you know, garage door. It's just open. And so, yeah, I want to clear everything out of there. I want to repaint that room. And then I want to enclose it and then turn it into my workshop. So when I'm at my other home, I can also utilize the garage as a workshop, so I'm able to organize all my tools finally, get everything hung up on the walls, and then plus two, it's going to allow me to locate a really good spot for me to put the backup battery system and all that stuff when I do the upgrade on that property. So yeah, we got projects going on for sure. In the background, guys, there is some other things I got going on. I am in the process of looking around to buy another property. I don't know if I want to buy a property here in Hawaii or in the U.S. mainland someplace or whatever. But I am looking, but I'm not ready to buy yet because the interest rates and just everything is high right now. And so with the recession, we have a recession happening pretty much at this point. As time goes on more, I'm predicting in the next 6 months or even longer, we're going to be able to score some really, really good deals on either homes or properties or whatever, because people need to liquidate them, because a lot of people are going to have a hard time being able to pay their bills, and they're just going to want to get out from underneath a lot of this stuff that people have. And so the market's going to start getting flooded with properties and either homes, properties, or so forth. And so when that time comes, I want to be ready. So I'm keeping my eyes open. I am searching. I'm paying attention to the prices as it is right now. But as soon as the prices drop and I start seeing, you know, things start bottoming out, that's when I'm going to jump on things to invest for, again, for my future and just keep moving. That's how you do things, right? You got to buy when the market is low, you know, and go for it, right? So, yeah. Anyway, guys, I'm happy that my mother's happy. I'm happy that I got my upgraded solar on. Things are looking good. Oh, my goodness. Things are looking good. And let me tell you, the solar array that I put together, the ground mount system, really worked out very well for my mother. Let me just say that. It looks really, really nice and clean. Yeah, so I'm super, super ecstatic, guys. So anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in, and I will see you guys on the next one.